With you in bed, in the shower. The Big Show with PT on 3BA.
And for the first time in 2021 and to commence our fifth year together, let's shoot the breeze with Alex Kallios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
And can you believe it? Starting our fifth year together, it's like a real relationship.
It's just all I'm thinking is, how old am I getting?
We all do that.
Aging.
Yeah, I know.
Good reminder.
Have you done the grey roots? Have you?
I've never had a grey hair on my head.
Really?
However, I have one grey hair in one of my eyebrows. Just one.
Just one.
It's not cute.
Right. Do you get your eyebrows done or?
I just plucked out one grey hair. Anyway, we don't need to talk about this.
So. Okay. I did notice this morning, as a matter of fact, I think, I believe that you, are you a blonde at the moment?
Yeah, I'm blonde at the moment, yeah.
Which means we need to update your website photo.
Yeah, well.
Because you're still like.
I've been blonde for a while, over a year.
Yeah, that's what reminded me. Looked at it this morning, I've gone. Gee, we've started a new year and we've still got the old Alex. Let's get the new and improved blonde.
New year, blonde me. Yeah.
Can you send me some new photos, please?
Sure.
That'd be great. Let's kick off the year with finding your perfect partner. Can an algorithm actually do that, Alex Kallios?
So I actually have a friend who married her husband and it was through an algorithm. It was one of the first algorithms that... JDate, which is a Jewish dating site, used, and they were the first couple in the world to connect through the algorithm. And they got married and they've been very happy. And there's this whole industry around, we're not talking about just matching people based on keywords and interests. We're actually talking about going deeper, going into scanning social media feeds, scanning whether or not someone's DNA actually matches with the other person. So it's becoming a lot deeper. And also things like trying to understand the personality nuances between two people and can they be compatible. And so, yes, AI is doing this now, and in 2021 we're going to see more and more dating apps and companies actually use the algorithm in different ways, so not just matching, as I mentioned, about interests, but also based on complexities around personalities, which will be interesting. But, I mean, can you really predict chemistry?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. So
no.
It takes you to a certain point.
And Alex, algorithms, correct me if I'm wrong, but an algorithm does need human input, doesn't it? Like, we need to answer some questions for it to...
So it's data.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scanning of data. It's the detecting of hidden patterns in that data. It's detecting even suspicious activity that suggests that the data is fraudulent or not clean. So we're going to see all of this. But I think that the idea around it is that, like I said, it takes people to a certain point. Which can be helpful for some people.
All right, let's talk about animals and the arts. Penguins apparently love looking at paintings. Dogs love listening to music. What is the science behind animals appreciating the arts, Alex?
So this is really sweet. This was penguins from Kansas City Zoo went on a field trip and they were genuinely wandering the halls and looking at all of the paintings. And it was really sweet. And so it comes back to this whole question. And I think a lot of animal lovers and pet owners know that their animals and their pets respond to certain pieces of art. Like, for example, my dogs do respond to music, but only certain types of music. And we do know that, for example, music has been created for cats and dogs specifically, so based on pitch, range, and tempos that the animals respond to. So there is a sense of appreciation. Now, whether or not it's appreciated in the same way as humans, it's unlikely, but there is that response. We've also seen studies where, for example, pigeons were able to determine different artists. So they were put in front of different paintings and they could determine who the artist was. And then we're also seeing, for example, goldfish who were able to distinguish between Bach and Igor Stravinsky, which was like 75% correct in how they did it. So we do know that animals respond to this well.
What sort of music do your dogs like?
Monty likes rap.
Right.
Anything talking about the party life.
Right, so Eminem?
No, not Eminem, so sort of more like Rocka Flocka.
Oh, Rocka Flocka. Really?
Anyway,
is Rocka Flocka a thing?
I heard about him last week. He's a real rapper. And then Betty it is really much more refined and into like classical music.
Oh, Betty, I could only imagine classical music for Betty.
Yeah. You know that classical music is the most loved form of music by serial killers.
I could just see her lounging in a really big comfy chair, nose in the air, glass of champagne, listening to classical music.
Yeah, she's there, and she like sits there and listens to Gershwin.
Yeah, that type of dog, I reckon. Hey, to wrap up our first in 2021, Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au, video games could be the future of remote work.
Yeah, so this is a bit different to Zoom or just doing things in a digital capacity. This is actually digital offices that like transfer an employee into a little like sim, so a little avatar. So you literally can, you know how with your phones you can make your own emoji version of yourself?
Yeah, yep, especially on Facebook.
Yeah, a bit like that, but instead of it being, just an avatar that you look at, it actually allows you to engage. So you can see yourself sitting at a desk with other people and you all look like Sims characters. The reason why this is interesting and actually being used currently by over 100,000 employees is because it gives you the opportunity to feel comfortable in a virtual space. There's an opportunity to connect and interact with people at both a physical and virtual level. So, for example, they actually found that people who were in the game were more likely to go and have a lunch break together. Now, while in real life you're sitting there eating a sandwich, but you're watching the avatar version of yourself sitting next to your friend at work and you're chatting away. So, and also it was allowing companies to actually make sure that their employees were using their time appropriately. So this could be the future of remote work with, companies creating environments that look and feel like real offices.
And it seems now, Alex, that remote work for a lot of people is the future.
Well, it's going to definitely be, and there's complexities around the legalities of whether or not an employee can be forced back into the workplace.
Alex Chelios, great to have you back in 2021 and always a pleasure to catch up and shoot the breeze. And I'm sorry I cut you off there. I thought you might have been finished.
No, all good. I'm done.
Yes, and here I am being rude to you in our first episode of the new year.
Same situation.
Yeah. Alex, we'll catch up again next Tuesday, all right?
Thank you.
And we'll shoot the breeze then, just after 8:30 here at 3BA, inside of The Big Show.